Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello and welcome. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Want to let you know to listen to your intuition, because usually when your intuition tells you something, it's usually right. So don't poo-poo it. So, all right. So I will take my first caller, 520. Hello,
hi.
Where are you from and
hi.
What's your name?
Calling you. Hi. And from Arizona. Hi.
Hi, from Arizona. Hi. Yes. What's
hi.
Your question?
Hi. How do you see my move going? I am leaving a 20-year relationship, and so I'm going to have to put my house up for sale and relocate to a place. I'm thinking of different possibilities than where I'm going in the state, but right now I'm focusing on just selling stuff so I can have enough cash to move.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. And your house is going to sell quicker than you think.
Wow, great.
So make sure that you label all your boxes and make sure that you put your important stuff with you in your car so you don't lose stuff. And put a mug and the coffee pot in the box that's the important stuff.
You know, you're right. You're right. I'm having a lot of yard sales. I'm not going to take anything with me except my cookware because I've collected that and the computer. But I'm leaving everything else. And yard
right,
sale.
You're traveling light.
Trash.
So you're going to.
Yeah.
But it was over time and now it's time for you. And you're going to be doing a lot of soul healing when you do this. So it's
oh,
the best
you.
Thing you've ever done in your whole life.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a breath of fresh air. I guess you see a lot of hard work in me getting it done. So the yard sales, putting the house up for sale, selling it, that kind of thing.
Oh, make it fun and do best offer. Don't put prices. Hey, what do you give me for this? All righty then. You usually get more money when you do that.
You know, you're right. That's exactly what I was thinking of last night when I woke up at 2 a.m. thinking about this. I thought, you know, I'm just going to say best off. Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to do. I don't want to take any of this with me. I mean, I'm not taking it with me. You know.
And then just have an apron with pockets, and there you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to be more than fine. You're starting a whole new beginning, a whole new cycle. So, yay you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Okay, 773. Hi, 773. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Joellen. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, Indiana. What's your question?
I had an interview a while back, and I thought I had it. I thought it was in the bag.
And nobody called
it.
You. You hear
Sorry?
Crickets. Crickets. They're saying
no,
crickets.
No, they did call me, and she said they really liked us, but they elected that to the other art teacher, and she picked someone that she knew. And I'm just wondering if that opportunity is going to come back around or
no.
Something better.
So you're going to have to – That's why I'm seeing crickets. So let it go, and you got something better coming on. And it'll only be 10 minutes from your house.
Is it the job that I have right now?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a better job.
And more money.
Yep. Really, really.
Do I have to... Are they searching for me? Do they know about me, or do I have to?
Well, put your applications out there, and it's like a. Is there a parochial school right next to you?
No, I am teaching at a parochial school.
Okay, but there's more than one parochial school.
Yeah, but girl, they do not pay well.
All right. Well, wherever you're going, it wears uniforms. And to me, that's always a problem.
Well, there are other private schools, and they do make more money.
Well,
so.
They're wearing plaid uniform.
Okay.
For the little girls, skirts and little vests, and the boys wear, like, blazers and vest and pants, khaki pants.
Yeah, because there's... a fellow that I work with, and the two of us have just kind of been put through the ringer at this school. Is he going to get something better?
Well, you're going to a different school. It's not the school that you're at.
Okay. And my colleague, is he going to be okay?
Yes, he's going to be fine. Now, is he could be principal material, so he needs to apply for principal.
No, he's retiring in about 3 years or so. And we're both...
I don't care. I'm telling you, he could get an offer for principal. There, you got a twofer.
Okay. Have a good night.
Just pass along the message. There you go. Don't kill the messenger.
All right, that's for her.
Have a good day.
Good night.
All right, 704. Hi, 704.
My name is Brittany. Hi, my name
is Brittany, and
I'm
where are you from?
South Carolina.
All right, and what's your question?
What do you see on my love life?
Well, you're going to have a choice of two. You've got an old one from the past, and then a new one.
Okay.
So it's lady's choice. Always remember that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 415.
Hi.
Hello, 415.
Hi, Jessica from New Jersey.
And what's your question?
I seem to have, I saw this police officer twice, and we had like a very brief exchange, and I find myself thinking about him, so I'm wondering if you see us connecting in any way.
You mean you had a date?
No, he was at one of the protests, at two of the protests, and we just had like a little bit of an exchange, but I've been feeling his energy around me.
No.
You don't see us connecting?
No, you're going to have to date like, you know, regular.
So what's the male energy that I'm feeling around me? Because it feels like romance is coming. Like I felt like I
well,
I
yeah, you're
that.
Gonna date regular date. You're gonna, you know, start dating.
Okay, so you don't see me dating this guy or having a talk with him or
there
anything.
There was nothing in exchange like that. No. You're either gonna do like a meet-up thing where you meet and greet different people, where things that you're interested in, it'll be something that you're interested in. Well, you'll meet people of like mind, and you'll find someone to date out of that.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the guy was being kind of flirty when he was...
But no numbers were exchanged or names.
No, because it wasn't the environment. I just figured the next time I saw him. I mean, do you see me seeing him again?
No.
Really? Okay.
Okay. You're gonna
thank
start
you.
Dating, you know, and you're gonna.
You know when that would be?
You're gonna start dating probably January, you know, next year in real life.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And you'll have a choice between a blonde and Auburn. There you go.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Where'd it go? Operator error. 856.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, what's your question?
I'd like to know what you see for me around getting a job and maybe making a move.
You're going to move more north of where you are, and that looks like you're going to do it after Christmas. And you are going to have a new job. Are you interested in training people?
Yes, that's what I do.
Because I see you training people, and you'll do it in groups of sixes. You know, like different little pods.
Oh, okay. Would I move out of state, though, or would I be still in the same state that I live in, even though I'm going north?
I think you might go over the line. So you will live in another state. So what is the next state up of you?
I guess it would be New York.
Okay, so you're going to be on the edge of New York.
Okay. No,
but you won't live in New York City.
That's the move, not the job. The move is in December. Was the job sooner than that?
The job, you have a chance to have a change of job with... Does your company have satellites? It's a satellite company.
Yeah, I'm not working.
All right. Well, the company that you're going to work for, they're going to have a satellite of the company in New York.
Okay.
And it looks like you'll probably hear about it. You got applications all over. You're going to be called... It looks like within a 2 to 3 week period. So you'll get a phone call.
Okay.
And you'll have two calls on the phone and then, you know, and then you'll know if you have it or not. And I feel like they'll like you. Beef up your resume.
Beef up my resume. Okay.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And put the keywords that you're supposed to stick in a resume in it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to get a hold of me for a reading, my number is 561-333-5367. All right, so we're going to go to 610. Hello, 610.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you from and what's your name?
I'm from Pennsylvania, and my name is Shayna.
And what's your question?
I'm wondering if I'm going to get back with my husband again.
Boy, is it going to take a lot of work if you guys want to get back together. You guys are going to have to do, both have to work on it. You want to work on it more than he does. It's sort of like one-sided. He got off the teeter-totter and let your butt hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not nice.
I know.
Why do you want somebody like that?
Well, no, I'm just wondering if you know, he's going to change, like, is he going to ever get back to the
If if a man tells you what it is, you better listen to him. A leopard ain't going to be a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
All right. So he's not going to become a zebra. He's a leopard.
So we're not going to get back together?
Nope. And he's not changing. You would have same stuff, different year.
Say that again?
You would have the same stuff, different year. SSDD. Does that make sense? In other words, he's not going to change. You can wish and hope all you want to. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking that you can change him. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do what you want to do. I can't tell you what to do. But you're barking up the wrong tree, baby.
Oh.
You deserve to be respected, honored, loved. You're smart, intelligent, and beautiful. And you weren't... You haven't been hit with a dumb stick, right?
Right.
Well, there you go. Wouldn't you rather have somebody who loves you, adores you, and treats you well?
Yeah.
And respects you and honors you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously,
you see him.
You know.
You see him being with somebody else?
You know, he's doing the same stuff he's always done. And he's always done the stuff he's done. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you better wrap it if you're with him because he's with other people and you don't want diseases. There. When somebody cheats on you, you're sleeping with 40 other people times 40 times 40 times 40. And the good ones are the ones that get the bad diseases. And it only takes once. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And I'm not trying to be mean. You know, you got to do it in your own time, but, you know, you got something more wonderful out there. And that person isn't going to change.
Yes, ma'am.
So I hope I helped you.
You know? Thank you.
All right. All right, 956. Hello, 956.
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Where are you from? What's your name?
Tony, Texas.
And what's your question?
My question is do you see Michael proposing to me by the end of the year?
There might be a delay around it, but he does love you. I don't know what the delay is.
Do you see us purchasing a home in the next 2-3 months?
You're looking, right?
Yeah, I already did the credit check this month, so they're going
to
come back
on July 15th. You're going to the first house might fall through because of the creditor. The second house will go through.
And that's going to be with Michael because him and I are trying to buy it together, or is it going to be only on me? Because I know he's going to be on my credit and he's going to be on the deed.
You're going to put it in your name.
Uh-huh. And he's going to be there on the deed, correct? I think that's what they said.
No, you're going to have it in your name.
So I'm not going to buy a home with him? Or?
You're going to have your name on it.
Oh, okay. And he's going to be, okay. So maybe that could be the delay as far as the engagement or something?
I set a delay in buying the home.
The second
one will go through. I don't know what the delay with the engagement is.
But you do see him asking me.
You guys do love each other.
Yes, I love him, yes.
Yeah, but you... I understand. But you're going to get the home in your own name.
Okay, and I am going to get married. It's because I asked you and I didn't get the first part because I'm having trouble hearing. I'm sorry.
You guys are working on things. Don't get in a hurry.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have 772, I think. Did I do 610? I did. Okay, I'm confused. All right, 772. Hello?
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Jill. It's 727.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right.
Okay, so I want to see, because I haven't asked in a long time, if you see any update on my daughter coming back. Is she getting closer to coming back? Is she thinking about me?
Right now, she's in her own world. So I wouldn't count on anything right now. So.
Okay. Do you see her with a boyfriend?
She's with somebody, yeah.
Okay. Do you think he's going to talk her into contacting me?
No.
No. Okay.
He don't mess with things, you know? Have you written her a letter?
Yeah, I wrote her an email and she didn't respond.
Huh. Well, just let it go for a while and, you know, in their own time.
Do you think it, I mean, you don't think it's not going to be forever, right? That's the thing I'm worried about.
I don't know. Right now, she don't want to have anything to do with you. And she's pissed at you about something. I don't know what she's pissed at you about, but she's pissed.
Yeah, we had a fight 2 Christmases ago, and it was really stupid. And I think my ex-husband is getting in her ear.
Well, but she's pissed at you. She's mad at you.
Right.
It's directed at
right.
you.
But I apologized to her, and it's been 2 years. All right.
Well, you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do. And I keep hearing I don't want to, so.
Okay, should I give up hope or no?
Right now, you need to just let it be.
Okay.
You know, because you're just upsetting yourself terrible.
I am. My stomach's in knots. It's very
upsetting. Oh, but you
have
to let it out because you can't make somebody do something.
Right, but it's my only child, so.
I understand that. But, you know, pray for her highest good. That's all you can do.
Okay. Yeah, and then my mother's, you know, my mother's really sick, dying, and she's
still hanging on.
Yeah, but she has a procedure in the next few weeks, and they say it's very risky, and she might not come out of it, so.
Well, she surprised you before. She's like the Energizer Bunny.
Okay. All right, well. I'll give it all to God, I guess, and hope
okay,
my daughter comes around. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Okay, 856, let's see. Hello, 856. Hello? 856-776. Are you there? Nope. Okay. Hello, do you have a question? 614.
Of course I have a question. Hello. How are you doing, Kelly Jo?
I am good.
Good. I have a question, and I don't talk about this one very often because I think it's silly in a way. But I have a feeling I'm going to be traveling soon. Is this going to be the trip that I meet the person you were telling me about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're going to meet a really neat person, and you're going to have a nice relationship. You're going to really, really enjoy it. You can talk till the cows come home. He's not as spiritual as you are, but he's more an observer, but he's spiritual. He is like 6'1", salt and pepper hair. He has like gray-green, like green-blue eyes. Pretty. And and then you're going to meet him when you're traveling. You're probably going to meet him on the plane, when you're on a plane. So. And, of course, that's after COVID's gone. You know, we know that. But
yeah, I'm going to be heading out west in the fall. So. I was on that trip.
Planning on going
out there to take a course. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And they're letting me know to tell you that you're on the right pathway.
Okay. I'm trucking
along. So they're showing me path stones. And there you go.
Awesome.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Kelly.
All right. Hello. 602, do you have a question?
Oh, I do, I do. I'm madly in love with myself. Am I going to find somebody that will be the same way?
Yes, you'll find somebody that loves you as much as you love yourself.
So.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're going to find somebody really, really neat. Older person. Older by maybe 4 years. I'm getting initials. H, M, and C. So I don't know which way the initials go, but that's what I'm seeing. And I normally don't get that whole amount. And there's a move
maybe.
A little north of where you are. And there's like... there's a giant G in the middle of the ground, so either it's the name of a town or name of work. There's like a giant G connected to you, and let's see, and then there's a move work-wise and a move apartment-wise, so all the way around, and that looks like within the next 5 months. That's what I'm seeing.
That's okay. That's good.
So.
It sounds good to me. I believe every word you tell me.
I hope you have a good night, and thank you, everybody, for calling in. And we'll see you all in the future. And remember, your intuition always knows. It always knows which direction to get you to go. And blessings for the earth that we can just send light and love to the whole earth. So, and see you in the future. And thank you, everybody, for calling in. I appreciate it.